I'm here with Peter Reuter and what I've been calling the B-Team Express. They've just arrived in Kalskag on the way down. How you doing, Peter?
Doing great. Good to be back in Kalskag. So, nice little village. Got my dogs resting on some straw right now and pulled in about an hour ago and just need to decide when I want to get them up and moving again. Like to head towards Tulip Sack in the daylight here. So, I'll give them anywhere from one to three more hours of rest, I guess.
Sure. This is your first long distance race, and we had talked about that in the beginning. How are you doing out there? Is it quite a bit different than you thought it would be?
Yes and no. I actually had to think about that for a second. It's really, we spent so much time training the dogs, and really part of the training regimen is to kind of simulate what you're going to do in a race. So, it's hours on the runners, basically, and that's what this race is about, really. The sleep deprivation. Now, I've only slept a couple hours in the last 2 days, so we'll see how that plays out here in the next 12 hours or so. But other than that, it's getting the dogs up, getting them ready to rock, and like I said, so far so good. These young dogs are just doing great.
We see you're taking a little bit longer breaks than some of the other folks, but your run times are really, really pretty darn good. Talk to us about the trail. It's been a little bit of a challenge for everyone. What do you think?
Oh, it's absolutely been a challenge right from the get-go, actually. So Rocky's Trail, or the Tripod Trail, the one that heads out of Bethel towards the Gweek River, was just a really kind of a entertaining opening to the race. It was hard as a rock, kind of like a roller coaster, and the dogs were all fired up with all those dog teams out on the trail, so it was just both feet on the drag mat and hang on. So that's how the race started, and the middle part was pretty good, heading up the river to Tulip Sack, and then kind of the bottom dropped out. Running on the river yesterday was a mess. I've never seen so many dog booties get stripped off of the feet of dogs. Now, not mine per se, but lots of booties out on the river. Really rough conditions. The dogs are kind of punching through the slush and swimming in places. So that's something that these dogs have not seen yet. So it's been good for them, I think.
Well, that it kind of got some trail markers to deal with. At least you know where you're going by the dog booties in front of you. So the weather in terms of the way it is right now, what do you have in Kalskag today?
It's partly sunny. Now I pulled the hook in Antioch, probably 4:45. And it was just a gorgeous run down the river. Now, all that slush firmed up nicely, so the trail was fast, and the dogs were energetic, and there was a beautiful moon up in the sky, and the stars were out. It's kind of been one of the highlights of this race, was running down the river this morning all by myself, nobody out. So it was gorgeous.
So one of the things that the race is known for is the hospitality. I imagine there's no lack of food where you've been going.
I just had a delicious breakfast of moose liver, pancakes, and waffles. So, these villages are great. The people are fantastic. Just with the dogs. Last night in Antioch, I had several of the town kids, I guess I would call them, hanging out, watching the dogs as I was bedding them down and feeding them, and they're asking questions and really, really quite interesting, just generally nice people. So it's been fun seeing these villages. It's a first for me. So I've been in Bethel all fall and really have kind of wondered what's upriver. So, Cusco's kind of cool, and then I was able to check
check out Kalskag area or get to see Kulikshak on the way down.
Okay, Peter. Well, I know you want to get some rest yourself, so we'll be watching you on the tracker, and have a good run. We're really really impressed with what you're doing. Have a great time.
Yeah, the dogs are doing great, so we'll try to keep it together for them, and looking forward to getting to Bethel with my team.
All right, Peter. Have a good day.
Excellent. You too, John. Thanks.
Yes, sir.